Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 29th of August. Sometimes it seems that no sooner have we dealt with the final consumer price inflation figures from the glittering wonder that is the euro than the preliminary numbers for the next month are released. Today, we start to get preliminary August consumer price inflation figures, with Spain and Germany delivering their data. The figures are expected to show declines in the headline rates, and actually fairly reasonable declines, in fact. That means that real interest rates are rising if the European Central Bank does not keep on cutting. The whole point about the current interest rate cycle is that central banks are chasing inflation lower. This is a stabilisation. It is not a stimulus. Meanwhile, in the United States, there are revisions to second quarter GDP data. It's worth stressing that these numbers will still be wrong, in the sense that they will be revised further in the future. A revision of half a percentage point or so is a reasonable estimate over the course of several years. They do not matter to markets as such, as investors do not often pay a lot of attention to revised figures. The numbers are not likely to change the policy stance of the US Federal Reserve, and changing reported reality doesn't have any relevance for actual reality. Consumer experiences in the second quarter were what they experienced, not the second quarter that the Bureau of Economic Analysis came up with. There may be some political point scoring around the figures, but economic data, unlike economic perceptions, does not have a huge role to play in the current US political environment. Within the details, the core PCE deflator is likely to get some attention as markets are trying to judge how rapidly the US Federal Reserve will cut rates this year. On that point, the Fed's Bostic was trying to sound hawkish yesterday, but this is a fairly futile gesture. Markets are confirmed in their expectations that rate cuts are coming. While there is some weight to the macroeconomic data, financial markets are still focusing on corporate earnings figures. The reactions are more to do with comparisons to expectations than they are to do with the signals that companies are giving about patterns of demand in the wider economy. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.